Welcome this evening and good evening to Pine Ridge neighborhood here in Calgary and to Calgary Free Presbyterian Church and to the first evening of our online gospel outreach this evening. I'd like to thank you for joining us online. Whether you're live or you're watching at a later time, you're very welcome in the name of the Savior. Now, these messages that we have this week, these short messages, they all come from an important book. Actually, the most important book that exists is this book. It's the Holy Bible. And what's so important about the Bible, you might ask? Isn't it one of many books? Well, it's God's Word to us. It's God's Word, and it's not man's Word. It's not woman's Word. It's God's Word. And it's the same God who made the heavens and the earth. It's He who is your maker. He's my maker. He created us. He gave us life. And He gives us His Word. And He gives us a message of hope. And there are different messages of hope that all come from this one word of hope that we have this evening. And we will have this coming week, all being well. Now, as I've already said, the theme of the messages this week is the word hope. And we have been going through difficult times in the last few weeks and months, and some of you may be going through a difficult time even longer. But COVID-19, in the most recent times, has brought a very dark and difficult time with itself. It's caused the loss of jobs, it's caused damage to the economy, it's caused bankruptcy of businesses, it's caused a number of people to get ill, and a percentage of those to even pass away. So it's brought many things with it. It's affected all of society. It's affected the policies and politics. It's affected so many different things. And people have become fearful. They've become insecure. And in truth, they've become lacking in hope. They've become hopeless in many ways. Because although those things are important, job, family, friendship, and all these other things, they are important. And yet people, we all tend to put our hopes upon these things, but when these things are taken away, don't we tend to lose our hope? And yet there is hope beyond the things that we see and touch and that we need for our daily life, including those that is the hope that's found only in the gospel of Jesus Christ, a lasting hope, a hope that exists even when those things have been taken away. The Apostle Peter, he wrote two letters that we have in the Bible, in the Holy Bible. And in his first letter, he says in chapter 3 and verse 15, he says, "Be ready always to give an answer to every man," that means every person, "that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you." I'll read that again. "Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you." Now, granted, you haven't asked me the reason of the hope that's within me. But by joining us this evening, I'm more than willing to tell you something of the hope that is within me. Because born-again Christians have a hope that's been given to them by God through Jesus Christ. But before we get to this evening's message of hope, let us briefly just pray together. If you're not a believer, then understand. Just pray along and seek the Lord with all your own heart. Believers, pray along. Let's pray. Lord, we pray and give thee thanks for this first evening of the online mission. We thank thee, Lord, that thy word is to go forth. We thank thee, Lord, that there is a gospel, there is good news, that there is hope in spite of all the difficulties in life, especially at this time. Lord, we pray that thou will be pleased to help us to understand, help the children to sing. Help me to read thy word and to speak that message from thee. Lord, wilt thou send forth the gift of thy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit of God to convict our hearts and to give us faith that we may be saved. Glorify thy name, Lord. Glorify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, in his name only. Amen. Amen. Right, I'd like to ask the children to come. Our gospel outreach singers will come and sing, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." Would you please come up, children? I'd like to thank the children for their ministry in song together. Now, it is possible that we're having some problem with the video or with the audio at the very moment. So let me just have a quick look and just check to see if everything's going well at the very moment. Right, it seems to be so. Right, thank you for your patience with me. We'll now read a portion of Scripture which is taken from John 14 and verses 1 to 7. The Gospel according to John. There is only one Gospel. That's the Gospel of Jesus Christ. But we have four accounts, four reports of the life and teaching of Jesus Christ. We have Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. We're reading from the fourth this evening. The Gospel according to John. We're reading from chapter 14. And we read the first seven verses together. Hear, please, the precious and holy Word of God. This is Jesus speaking. Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Amen. Now, as I said, this evening's message of hope is taken from the Gospel according to John. It's actually taken specifically from the sixth verse that we read. John 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man no person cometh unto the Father but by me. Now the Lord says three important and wonderful things, hopeful things about himself. He says that he is the way, that he is the truth, and that he is the life. So let us just very briefly together consider those three things that the Lord says. Well, firstly, he says that he is the way. Where to? Where is the way to? That's a very good question. Well, as we've already read in the first few verses of that self-same chapter, he is the way to God. He is the way to the Father. Where is God? In heaven. So that means that Jesus is the way to heaven. But notice that Jesus Christ did not say, I am one of the ways, or I am a way. He said specifically, I am the way. But we read that. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Nobody gets to God except through Jesus Christ. That's a very exclusive thing to say, because the world is full. It was full then and it's full now of religions and beliefs and superstitions and philosophies and ideas and your ideas and their ideas. And yet this Jewish prophet, this Jesus of Nazareth, he makes an astounding claim. He says that he is the way, and nobody gets to God except through him. Now that is a large thing to say, but how can he say that? How can the Lord Jesus Christ say that? Well, because he came from heaven. So he that came down from heaven, he knows the way back to heaven, and that's where he is now. After he hung on the cross and died a sinner's death, but defeated death, and rose again from the dead on the third day, shortly after that, he rose up into heaven. He ascended and sits at the right hand of the Father. He knows the way to get to the Father, because he is the way to get to the Father. Earlier on in the Gospel according to John, in chapter 3, we have a Pharisee. A Pharisee was an important Jewish theologian. And he came to Jesus at night. He didn't want his fellow theologians to see that he was coming to see this prophet, this man who appeared to be the Savior of Israel and the world. So he came at night, and one of the first things he said to him was, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. Not a teacher about God, but a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. He came from God, and God is with him. And it's because Jesus came from God, and he has returned to God, that he is the only way to God. And if he's the only way to God, therefore we must follow him. We must follow him because he is the way. What's the second thing the Lord Jesus says? He says that he is the truth. Jesus is the truth. Well, because Jesus came from God, and God cannot lie, there is no darkness, no sin, no corruption, no half-truths with God. It says in the scriptures a number of times, God cannot lie. There are things that God cannot do. He cannot lie, and therefore the message of hope that Jesus brought with him from heaven is the message of truth, and every word that Jesus Christ ever said is the truth, which means when he said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me, it's absolutely true. And therefore, because he is the truth, do you know what that puts upon us? That puts a burden upon us. We have a duty then to believe the truth. We now understand that Jesus is the truth, and what he says is the truth. And if he says he is the only way to the Father, then we must believe him. We have to believe him, for he is the truth. And that's what the good news of the Gospel says. It says we must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. To be saved from what, you might ask? Well, to be saved from all the bad things that we've ever said, all the bad things we've ever thought, all the bad things we've ever desired, all the bad things we've ever done. King David. You might have heard of King David, one of the greatest kings on the throne of Israel. He was also a poet. He was a musician. And he wrote many songs, or as we might call them, psalms, that we have in the book of Psalms. And in the 51st Psalm, he says this in verse 6 about God. He says, "Behold," that means look, "thou desirest truth in the inward parts." You see, God desires truth in our soul, and in our minds, and in our desires. Not just on the outside. Man looketh on the outward appearance, but God, he sees the inner man. He sees the inner corruption. He sees the sins and the wickedness on the inside. He sees the guilt in the conscience. God looks so deeply into your soul. And so we need the truth of Jesus. And we need the truth of Jesus to cleanse us from sin. Because the truth is Jesus. We need Jesus to cleanse us from sin. To cleanse us from all lies. And see, the truth is an antidote for lies. People are looking for vaccines for COVID-19. They may find something. And whether those vaccines are good or not is another question. But there is a heavenly vaccine for lies and for sin. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And we need him. So to follow Jesus, as we looked at, he is the way. We must believe Jesus, for he is the truth. We must believe him. We must believe his gospel. And third thing that the Lord said, he said that he is the life. He is the life. Now here we add to the knowledge that just like God, Jesus only speaks the truth. And that like God, he is the source of life. That's what he means when he says he is the life. He gave life. There are other parts of the scriptures that reveal the fact that he is the creator. That all things exist because he said so. And all things continue to exist because he says so. Hebrews 1 and verse 3. He sustains all things by the word of his power. All things came into existence because he spoke them into existence. He is the word of God, the creating word of God. And he gave you your life. He gave me my life. And he gives you all the blessings and all the comforts and all the gifts that you have in your life and in your personality, in your character, your family, your friends, as much as you may have of them. He gave them that I have to me also. And so Jesus is the way. And we're to follow him. And only to follow him to get to the Father. And Jesus is the truth. And therefore we must believe on him. We must believe him and believe on him. Why? Well, the scripture says that if we believe on Jesus Christ and believe his word and believe on him, that we will be saved. That we will have forgiveness. That's what that saving means. That we'll be saved from ourselves. We'll be saved from our guilt, will be saved from the power of the devil and the power of the lie. We'll be saved. We'll be forgiven. And then we'll have a relationship with the Father. You see, this is what it is. This is the message of hope. That in Jesus, in following Jesus, in believing on Jesus, that Jesus himself is the life and he gives us that new life. As I mentioned, he gives us a new relationship with God. The God that was so distant, the God that we often flee from for a bad conscience, or we make up a new God, or a different God, we believe a different God, but the one God, the Lord God, the creator of heaven and earth, is only reached through the divine Jesus Christ. The God-man. He is the source of life, and he is the truth itself. The Son of God is the only way to get to God the Father. So we're going to have a new life here and now. When you come to the Lord Jesus, there's a new life. There's a new peace with God because there's forgiveness of all your sins. There's a new you inside. That's what we call the rebirth. Being born again is not just some phrase that a church might use. It's a spiritual truth. The Holy Spirit
has come in and changed you, given you new desires. So all those things that you know are wrong, and if you don't know are wrong, the Bible clearly explains that they are wrong and against God and against God's ways, that you'll have a different relationship to them. You'll want to turn from them. And this Jesus Christ, you'll want to turn to him, and you'll want to follow him, and you'll want to believe on him. You see how that works? We have a new relationship with God, a new you, a new peace of conscience. But this new life I'm talking of is an eternal life, an everlasting life, a life forever. And that brings us back to the beginning when we considered that he is the way. He is the way to heaven. He is the way to eternal life in heaven with him, with God. Here is hope. Here is hope that in spite of all the problems of life, that you will put your hand into Jesus' hand. That by his blood, and we'll talk about this during the week, because he shed his blood as payment for sin. But this man of truth, this God man of truth, has no sin. He paid for other sins. And so we come to him to find that peace, to get that forgiveness, to get that payment, and to find the way to God, to everlasting life, the way to heaven. And you can find new life in him. You can find new life in him. Come to him this evening. Because he says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man, no person cometh unto the Father but by me. There's no way that we can get to God except through Jesus. There's no way to have peace with God except through Jesus. There's no way to know God except through Jesus. I hope that you will come. And how do you come to Jesus? You call upon him. You talk to him. You pray to him. Let's pray to him together. Lord God, we thank thee for thy precious word. We thank thee that Jesus has declared that he is the way, the truth, and the life. We thank thee, Lord, that there is a way back to the Father. There is a way for forgiveness and peace. Oh God, because we have sinned against thee. Oh Lord, we've made up so many lies to follow them. Humanity is full of lies and false philosophies and hatred of God and hatred of truth in so many obvious and more subtle ways, Lord. And as it pleases thee to work upon our consciences and upon our souls this evening, by thy Spirit, may it please thee to convict us, and may it please thee to convert us. Because thy promise in thy word is that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so, Lord, we pray, cause many to call upon thee, to pray, O God, forgive me my sins. Have mercy upon me, a sinner. And have that peace with God which passeth all understanding, that they may enjoy hope, everlasting hope, an everlasting life with and in Jesus Christ. Bring glory to thy name, we pray. For we pray only in him who is the way, the truth, and the life, who is the only way to the Father, Jesus Christ. Amen. I trust you understood and enjoyed that message, or it convicted you, it challenged you in some way. Lord willing, tomorrow evening, again at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, we hope to be here once again to preach the gospel of Christ, the gospel of hope, a message of hope as the Lord's pleased to open his word to us tomorrow. Now, maybe you have questions. Maybe you are interested in finding out a bit more about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let me point you to our website, calgaryfpc.ca, or just look around on our Facebook page and you'll get some contact information, and there'll be information there to get to the website, to get to the contact form, and I believe there's even my email address on there to get in touch. If you want to know more, or if you want to get a free copy of the Bible or any of these matters, by all means get in touch. And the children will now close the meeting by singing the first verse of that wonderful hymn again.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. As we close off this evening, may the Lord bless you and thank you for joining us. Children, please.